The United States is the only country in the world that still allows federally funded medical experiments on chimpanzees. The practice is part of the process of developing and testing new vaccines and drugs that might prevent or cure potentially fatal human diseases. Proponents of the practice say medical tests involving chimps have helped save millions of lives worldwide. Animal welfare activists, on the other hand, say that subjecting chimpanzees to painful and often lethal experiments is cruel and inhumane. Dr. Hope Ferdosian is the Director of Research Policy at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, a nonprofit organization that promotes preventive medicine.
Chimpanzees have been used for HIV research, for hepatitis research. As a result, they're darted to put them down so that they can be subjected to invasive experiments, all sorts of harmful invasive procedures.
Besides its ethical objections, the PCRM argues that the use of chimpanzees in the lab is an ineffective way to advance medical research.
Science has evolved since the 1920s when primates were first used for experimentation, and since that time we've really learned that, you know, as close as they are to human species, they're not close enough for any real scientific outcomes for drug testing and things like that.
That's Elizabeth Kucinich, wife of U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich. She's a longtime animal welfare advocate and serves as Director of Public Affairs for the Physicians Committee.
Over 80 different vaccines have worked in chimpanzees with respect to HIV virus. None of them have worked in human beings.
A recent undercover investigation conducted by the Humane Society of the United States found chimpanzees in a Louisiana research center being subjected to harsh treatment and painful medical experiments. The group also found these highly social animals were being confined in very small cages in which some chimps had apparently languished for decades. Humane Society President Wayne Pacelli says it isn't just the physical abuse of the chimpanzees that's troubling.
The larger issue is the psychological torment. Animals isolated, kept away from others who can give them companionship, fearing what's going to happen next. And animals living in this constant state of confinement.
Hope Ferdosian, Research Policy Director at the Physicians Committee, says there are alternatives to the use of chimpanzees in research.
For example, in HIV research, we've learned a lot from human epidemiological studies and ethically conducted clinical trials. We've also learned a lot about the virus from mathematical and computer modeling. For hepatitis C vaccine, we're learning a lot from in vitro or cell-based methods.
Both Kucinich and Ferdosian were on Capitol Hill recently, campaigning on behalf of newly introduced congressional legislation that would eventually ban experiments on chimpanzees. According to Ferdosian, the Great Ape Protection Act would do several things.
It would ban all invasive or harmful research on chimpanzees, the great apes that are used in American laboratories. It would also release federally owned chimpanzees, about 50,000 of chimpanzees that are languishing in American laboratories today, to sanctuary.
The legislation is not to everyone's liking. John Vandenberg, the director of the Southwest National Primate Research Center in San Antonio, Texas, says the use of chimpanzees in biomedical research is essential.
There are no other animals that can be infected with hepatitis C virus, hepatitis B virus, or HIV. So in order to develop drugs to treat people who have hepatitis B, hepatitis C particularly, we need to use chimpanzees to determine if the drugs can reduce the level of viruses in their blood and in their livers.
While Vandenberg acknowledges that there is much to be learned from alternative research methods like cell culture, a process by which cells are taken from a living organism and grown under controlled conditions, he says researchers have learned far more from working directly with chimpanzees.
For example, we cannot determine if a drug is going to work in a human being and be safe in a human being by testing that drug in cell culture models. We must determine first if it's going to work in a living animal that has all the complexities of a human being.
Addressing the question of ethics, Vandenberg says he and his colleagues go out of their way to use lower forms of animals before experimenting on chimpanzees.
When the research progresses to a stage where the information coming from mice and rats is not sufficient, we may move up to using monkeys. And when monkeys can't give us the answers we need, only then we move to the chimpanzee.
And the research that's been conducted on chimpanzees so far, says Vandenberg, has already benefited much of the world's population.
350 million human beings in the world are infected with hepatitis B virus. 300 million people in the world are infected with hepatitis C virus. That's almost a tenth of the world's population. It would be unethical for us to turn our back on these people and not conduct the research that is so desperately needed to develop the drugs to treat these diseases and the vaccines to prevent them in the future.
Vandenberg also defends his Texas research facility, saying that the animals in his primate research center receive better care than most people in the world.
They live in social groups. They live in indoor-outdoor enclosures. They have heating in the winter. They have air conditioning in the summer. Our chimpanzees even have televisions.
But such creature comforts don't alter the fact that chimpanzees used in medical research may suffer or die. And that's unacceptable to famed primate expert Jane Goodall. She spent decades studying and living among Central African chimpanzees in the wild, and now campaigns to protect this endangered species.
We need to recognize at the outset that what we do to animals, from their perspective certainly, and probably from ours, is morally wrong and unacceptable. And that it's really important to follow through all these exciting new leads into ways of doing research without using animals.
But John Vandenberg of the Southwest National Primate Research Center says if the proposed legislation to phase out medical research on chimpanzees is passed, scientists like him will be forced to end their work.
It would be a great tragedy for humanity if research with chimpanzees were stopped.
The Great Ape Protection Act is currently making its way through the U.S. Congress, with over 140 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. While the proposed ban awaits congressional action, medical testing on chimpanzees will continue to be a highly divisive and hotly debated issue. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.